Good morning. Welcome to our church. Just three items. Please stay for church meeting after this service. It would be great to have a nice big, nice big congregation for that. Next Sunday evening service won't be here, but at 5:30 at St. Joseph's. It is a celebration of street pastors. All welcome. And just one item of pastoral news. Stuart Chandler's mum, Shirley, has been most unwell for about a week, and she is having tests. And we ask you for prayers for their family.
The voice of the Lord is strong and mighty and calls us to worship. The voice of the Lord is gentle and soothing and affirms our worship. The voice of the Lord is loving and eternal and receives our worship. We sing. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. We say the psalm. Praise the Lord, you heavenly beings. Praise God's glory and power. Praise the Lord's glorious name. Bow down before the Holy One when God appears. The voice of the Lord is heard on the seas. The glorious Lord thunders, and God's voice echoes over the ocean. The voice of the Lord is heard in all its might and majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars, even the cedars of Lebanon. God makes the mountains of Lebanon jump like calves, and makes Mount Hermon leap like a young bull. The voice of the Lord makes the lightning flash. God's voice makes the desert shake. God shakes the desert of Kadesh. The Lord's voice shakes the oaks and strips the leaves from the trees, while everyone in God's temple shouts, "Glory to God." The Lord rules over the deep waters. God rules as King forever. Have a seat. Let's join together to pray. Let's pray. We gather, gracious God, as your people, following the way of your Son and in the power of your Holy Spirit. As we sing our praises, may we celebrate your faithfulness. As we offer our prayers, may we be confident of your grace. And as we offer our lives in your service, may we rejoice that we are your children forever. We thank you that you are God of all the world. Come among us as Jesus, and we choose to follow him with our hearts, our minds, our spirits. And Jesus, the Anointed One, and we acknowledge that you have anointed our hearts and minds and spirits. And Jesus, who preached justice and remained faithful through all his trials, we would be people who live a life that speaks of your justice in our world. And we confess that often we don't. But that is our aspiration, Lord Jesus. Cleanse us and anoint us in your name. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're going to sing in a minute. Then we're going to have a reading from the Bible, which is the story of the baptism of Jesus. And then we're going to divide into groups. You could do something creative in response to that reading. What would be, if Christian baptism is the mark of all God's people, all Christian people, what would be your marker? What would be your sign? If you had a badge that described who you were, what would be that badge? Into the hall? It might be that you're up for telling the story of when you were baptized. And it might be that you also are interested in reflecting on the thing that we get from this story, which is of the fact that at some point, this is the time. This is the time, which is the theme that you get in the background of the story that we'll hear from Matthew. This is the time. Have you experience of that in your life? Or it might be that today you're in a place where you actually just want to sit quietly and pray. So take yourself up. Go and sit in the foyer. Go and sit in that room there. Go and sit somewhere away from everybody else and shut your eyes. And we'll have a group who speak in Korean in that corner there. So Young, looking at you over here. Yeah. Okay. But for now, let's sing How Great is Our God.
Thank you.
Have a seat. So the beginning of the tradition in Christianity of people entering into the community through baptism surely begins in a baptism that is not Christian baptism. Let's be clear, it's not Christian baptism. What, John? I can't be offering baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody in the gang. That's just not, that's nuts. So this is something else. But it comes from the practice of John the Baptist, which is an adaptation of what was going on in Judaism. Wilhelmina Bryan will read this passage to us.
The baptism of Jesus. At that time, Jesus arrived from Galilee and came to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to make him change his mind. I ought to be baptized by you, John said, and yet you have come to me. But Jesus answered him, let it be so for now, for in this way we shall do all that God requires. So John agreed. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came up out of the water, and then heaven was opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove and alighted on him. And then a voice said from heaven, this is my own dear Son, with whom I am pleased.
Thank you. When were you baptized? Have you got a story to tell us? Whether you were with an infant story or an adult story? And what about the thing that there is a time which is the right time? It's not yesterday, it's not tomorrow, this is the day. Have you experience of that? Knowing that one time wasn't the right time, but somehow this was the time. Okay. So the options are, if Christian baptism is a sign, what would be the sign that would be appropriate for you? If you want to do something, craft activity, into the hall. If you want to spend some time thinking and praying, head out that way. Either go into the meeting room or find some space in the foyer. What about a time to discuss? Korean language group over there, which means, David, you better move. Anybody else... The questions are there. Story of your baptism. Let's hear it from one another. And have you experience of a time being the right time? You're not kneeled to your seats, brothers and sisters. 3, 2, 1. Up we get. Let's move, move, move. Right, gang. Should we sing? Arise, shine, your light is come.
Thank you.
I'm sure as a result of the badge conversations and the conversations that went on, there's people with stories to tell, and it would be great if... and maybe people who are sitting quietly praying have got stories to tell. The United Reformed Church's place when it comes to baptism is a unique one, for we are made up of three constituent denominations: Presbyterians, of course, Congregationalists, of course, and the Churches of Christ. And the Churches of Christ, which is a tiny denomination in the UK, is actually quite a substantial denomination in West Indies and the US, the Disciples, and they only baptize adults. So when we build a new building, we have to put a baptistry in. That's part of our rules. And if the phone went and a family said, we want the baby done, I would be challenging them about the fact that maybe they need to be thinking about educating their child in the faith and moving towards adult baptism. Inasmuch, even though we would often baptize infants, we have those two tracks within our understanding of baptism. Once you are baptized, it might well be that you feel that you want to commit yourselves to a particular congregation. That is what confirmation, that is what membership is about for those who have been baptized as infants. If you are in the place where you are ready to become a member of this church, speak to me. I know that some of you as adults need to be baptized, but others might well be you need to speak to me. This is not saying Kingston URC is the pinnacle of church life, but it is saying for now, this is the gang of half-baked idiots that I will work with, and I will put my shoulder at the wheel, and I'll be one of the gang. Bliss! Yeah. Right, we're going to pray. After each sentence from me, the response from you is, may they hear you calling their name. Try it. May they hear you calling their name. So let us pray. God of heaven and earth, we pray for those who have never been cherished or affirmed. May they hear you calling their name. For those for whom the time has never been right to follow their dreams, may they hear you calling their name. For those burdened with responsibilities, with debts, with illness, may they hear you calling their name. For those who have had all thoughts of heaven crushed by the cruelties of earth, may they hear you calling their name. For those waiting for confirmation that the time is right and that they have your blessing, may they hear you calling their name. And for us, with the pictures that we've seen on our screens and the people that we have met, Lord, we pray. And for ourselves, with the challenges that face us tomorrow, this week. May we hear you calling our name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please, we will now make our offering. Let us pray. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. If you want a drum for the last song, woohoo! Anybody want a drum? Come on. Come on, you can see it written all over your face. Anybody want a drum? Take another one, that's good. Take a drum, help yourselves. Anybody want a drum? Thank you. That's yours, good. Hands in here if you want a drum. Come on. Come on, Ray, you've got drum written all over you. No. Anybody else want a drum? Yes. Yes. Cool. And you're going to be rolling one chorus, Rhiannon, we're going to be rolling. We can roll. Yeah. Right, so we're going to walk in the light, but we're not just going to be walking, we'll be rolling at some point. So let's join to sing.
Thank you.
verses, even for me, 8 verses is enough. Is it 6? Okay, sorry, ma'am. So, remaining as you are, may God's extraordinary love find us in our ordinariness, that we may be sure of our path, confident of our calling, and blessed in all that we are and do in God's name. Thanks be to God. Amen.